This is Sharon Chubbuck. It's my pleasure this morning to introduce to you the members of the Nonviolent Action Working Group, which was formed a few months ago. Vern Fine, Laurie Kaufman, Joyce Mast, Kathy Carney Grobler, Carolyn Vance, and myself. We came together because we wanted to find ways to support, to care for, and come alongside the immigrant brothers and sisters, friends and family and neighbors who are in America right now experiencing a lot of terror. Our mission was to seek out ways to serve, and then, because we're small and limited, to draw in members of other faith communities so we could multiply what we could accomplish and at the same time create a stronger bonds of community among the congregations. Thus far, one initiative is in two schools where volunteers are supporting young children at Yankee Ridge and tutoring older youth in the English language program at Central High School in Champaign. We also had in March a successful party to assemble whistle kits for allies and information kits for immigrants. It was a delightful time. It was all we hoped for. It was joyful and hopeful, and 70 people came together from about a dozen faith groups and others. In fact, the information kits have been so popular and in high demand, we are going to have another party May 16th from 1 to 3 to put together 500 more information kits, and all of you are welcome to come. Our third vision has been to spread information to New Covenant Fellowship and others about opportunities to learn as well as serve, how we can understand our immigrant brothers and sisters' experience, and how we can be a part of helping resolve their pain. The announcements are in the bulletin and in the Welcome Center. This need is huge. Our effort is small, and yet it's important. Please join me as I pray for this group and God's blessing. Lord Jesus, you were an immigrant yourself, a refugee in Egypt. And you see the people now in fear and in pain, in oppression. Lord, multiply our compassion and break our hearts as your heart is broken by what's happening to your children. Bless and empower the efforts of this nonviolent action group that we might support immigrants in meaningful and effective ways. Inspire our creativity to find new and more effective ways to do this work. Draw together a loving community across many faith groups to serve brothers and sisters across many ethnicities and nationalities. Lord, we pray for an end to the terror, the violence, the dehumanizing oppression felt by the immigrants in our country. Lord, have mercy, and Lord, use us as part of your love. Amen.